Number 124. A Numismatist's Dream. A poor numismatist had a strange dream one night. He dreamt that a nubile, nude nymph was mocking him for his notorious oafishness. Then there was a light as bright as a nova, and the nymph was whispering in his ear that if he wanted to nullify his notoriety as an oaf, he had to travel to a desert oasis and find numismatic treasure. There was an oasis, and then the dream ended. The man awoke. Most people would consider such a dream to be nugatory, but the man thought the dream had been so notable and so numinous that there might be something in it. He went to the library and looked at numerous books with pictures of deserts in them. Amongst the books was one on numerology, and another on oaks, which had obviously been placed there by mistake. Looking through the books, he saw the oasis, with a pool of water not even large enough to row across, that had appeared in his dream. In any case, neither a boat nor an oar was in sight. This was a real novelty. Though he was a novice traveler, he didn't need to be nudged to make a trip to the oasis. The nucleus of a plan began to nucleate in his mind. He nurtured it and was eventually ready to go to the oasis. He knew that life was non-viable for most plants and animals in the desert. Finding nourishment and nutrients was difficult. The plants and animals that did live there were nutritious enough, but they were not common. If plants and animals were to get nutrition, they had to adapt to the desert conditions. With luck, they might get enough food and water to nourish themselves. Once, in a village in the desert, he was bitten by a noxious and noisome snake. A native nurse gave him a nostrum, which was the norm in those parts. Luckily, the man had some antivenom, which made the bite non-threatening. Eventually, the man reached the oasis that had appeared in his dream. It had gained notability for having been used by various groups of people throughout its known history. There was a strange nuance about the place, and the man had feelings of nostalgia. The man began digging in the oasis, and after several hours, found a treasure chest. There were notches in it, which allowed him to tie a noose around it and pull it free of the sand. When he opened it, he felt numb as he saw the treasure. Now he could fulfill his nuptial plans with his girlfriend.